Senator Gene Davis discussed the non-binding resolution, which would ask Congress to create a process to reevaluate the size of the 1.9 million acre Grand Staircase Escalante National Monument, designated by President Clinton in the 1990s. He says it's something many Southern Utah residents are opposed to.
If there's a way to alleviate the hatred and everything down in that area for another generation, then this would be an appropriate thing to do. It does not ask Congress to do away with the monument.
Ralph Okerlund is the resolution's floor sponsor. He says it would create a process similar to Congressman Rob Bishop's Public Lands Initiative, bringing together multiple stakeholders like the organizers of the Outdoor Retailer Show and residents of Kane and Garfield counties to define areas in the monument that should be protected for recreation and others that could be made available for economic development, like coal mining. Democratic Senators Jim DeBacchus and Luz Escamilla debated the projected economic benefits of shrinking the monument and the financial obligation it would put on the state of Utah to manage these lands. Leaders in the Outdoor Industry Association have been so opposed to Utah legislators' efforts to rescind the Bears Ears National Monument that they've threatened to relocate their annual trade show out of state. Senator Okerlund expressed his interest in including the group in the discussion about Grand Staircase Escalante.
Having the threat of them pulling out because we want to have a say in what happens in the lands in our state is something we would like to discuss with them.
The non-binding resolution passed with 25 senators in favor and 4 against. It now heads to Governor Herbert for his signature. Eric Newman, KUER News.